Hello, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And we're coming to you with our debrief of season 14, episode 3 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So this was an episode full of college farewells, Italian-themed birthday parties, failed olive branches, blow-up doll booty shots, and blow-ups. I'm going to just get this started right away, and I'm going to pass the mic over to Not So Nice. Take it away.
All right.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. I thought it was kind of a slow show, to be honest. Really nothing like, holy shit, what the fuck was that? So my biggest thing, like the first thing I was thinking of, was when they were talking, when Jennifer was talking and her kid was sitting right in the middle of the conversation that they were having.
That's fucked up.
And the camera like panned in on the kid like a few times, like the kid looked like they were really intensely listening and trying to follow what the fuck they were talking about. Just thought that was really inappropriate for her kid, right? To be sitting there while she's talking about the situation, right?
Yeah, so. No, I think I agree. Because the thing is she's like this little minor and she's like a little mini-me housewife in training. That's what it seems like to me. And she really shouldn't be there.
No.
Like, period. Done.
Because it's like, it's okay. Like, it's just not.
But like adult talk. Like, you know, when you have kids.
It's just not.
And it's
it wasn't
not right.
The right time for the kid to be sitting there. She should have told her to leave, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was my biggest thing that I thought was, like, not very good.
No, it was weird.
Yeah, I know we've noticed that before in past seasons and episodes that her family is quite involved and the kids are kind of usually around when there is some, like, adult, you know, conversations going on, gossip and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I kind of just feel like that's how the household is, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the kids, she just doesn't think to leave that talk for when the kids are away, or maybe the kids are just always there. She thinks that they're still too young to even pick up on it or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's kind of delusional, but
yeah, delusional, totally.
Like 100%. She really should have just told her, like, you go play, go to your room. Like, there's just some things.
Go to the pool.
Yeah, go to the pool.
Outside.
Go do something.
Yeah,
we're talking. We need to talk right now, right? It was just a little bit too much for that young kid, right? And because her other daughter already has issues and that she's well aware of, right?
Yeah.
And she was exposed to a lot of different things.
And bullying,
too early,
and bullying, right? That ended up
too early
that.
And then, yeah, so, yeah, she should know not to have the child sitting there, right?
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to pass it over to you, Spice.
That's all you have?
I do have the part where she's at the kind of like the playland playing games
with
the daughter. Yeah,
that was kind of boring too.
Yeah, and it just seemed kind of very awkward, very for the camera,
forced,
not natural at all. Just really seemed disconnect, right? I don't know.
Well, how do you guys feel about Danielle? And she was talking about that they were the real Barbie and Ken and that they were matching sweatsuits and things like that everywhere. I thought that was really weird too. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah.
Hey, I kind of like it. I put my boyfriend in matching, sometimes by accident, sometimes we plan it. I like it.
Yeah, see? Okay, there we go.
I like matching.
I don't.
Yeah, even when he was younger, I used to match, like, even as
mother and daughter?
A mom and,
mother
mom
and son.
And son, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it just happened by accident, right?
But
I've got pictures, me, him, and my mom, and when you see the pictures after, it's like, hey, we're all matching. Like, we're matching.
Yeah.
And it was not something that we had planned, right?
No, it's not something I'm used to. My husband's like, get that fucking off me. I don't want to look like you.
Yeah.
And don't put me in
No,
that.
I like a match.
Sometimes it's planned.
Sometimes it's not.
I put on my outfit first, and then my boyfriend will put on something as similar as possible.
Yeah, I like that.
Look, we're matching.
I like that.
I like it.
I've got pictures,
when he
was young that we were like, and again, like not 100% planning. It's like, oh yeah, okay.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, that was one comment that I made. The only other question that I had for you guys is which shore house would you guys rather stay in?
Melissa and Joe's.
Hands down.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very natural, relaxed, cozy. Yeah, just...
No, it looks good, like a beautiful house.
Yeah, beautiful.
And right on the water, too. Yeah, and yeah. That big pool.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. So, yeah, that was one comment that I had. I also had... I just wrote down a little thing here just to kind of remind me about when... I'll just fast forward a little bit when Teresa got Joe on the phone and he was talking to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember that?
Yes.
And then when Gia said to Gabriella, she said, "Oh, look, you'll be able to handle Joe's finances. That's why you're going to school." And I thought, what the fuck is that? Why would you say that after the guy went to jail? And like
that's funny you wrote that down. I also wrote something like that too, because it was
they both went to jail for that.
The comment, the way she worded it too, was like, she'll make sure your finances are stored away. I remember, I can't remember if it was finances, but I remember the exact words, stored away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't the Bahamas known for, you know, I think tax evasion?
I don't know. Shadiness, yeah.
Right? I thought that was a bad comment to make on television.
Yeah. And then when the call ended and then Louis said, when Louis was listening in,
love you.
He goes, love you, Joe.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
what?
So
you?
Weird.
It's love just, you. Yeah.
Anytime
love you,
he
man.
Comes into
love
focus
you,
on that camera, I just kind of get
ooh,
this like
the
chill.
The heebie-jeebies coming.
Yeah, this chill like, ugh. Like just ugh.
I wonder what Joe thinks of him really.
Oh, he probably can't stand the idiot.
Probably not. Yeah, it's just.
But they're trying to show like they're
a united front.
Yes. That's what I think right now, that they're trying to show a united front mode, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I had from the beginning part. How about you, Sugar? What do you think?
All right. You know what? Actually, the very first comment I made sure to note down, and I put this down when they were doing the recap. Oh my God, how good do these women look? Seriously, like they're beautiful.
I love Dolores's outfit, the white pants.
Oh my God.
With the black top.
Yes, the outfits, their faces, they look amazing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that was actually, I just remember when watching the recap from last episode, I was just thinking, wow, oh my gosh. But on a serious note, what I really want to discuss, Jen and Rachel. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're all upset because Jen was buddy-buddy with Teresa at the party the other night. And because, you know, Rachel's having this whole feud with Teresa and her husband and all this kind of stuff. And you can really see, you know, Rachel really brushed it off, that issue with Jen, at the breakfast at her house the next morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could tell she was trying, you know, her best, and I think it was because, you know, she's hosting her.
Yes.
And she even said, she's like, I don't want to argue just to argue, like, you know, I'm gonna say my piece. She did her best, and then she just kind of brushed it off. So I really think she was taking the high road because she was hosting, and you know, because her friends, other people are around. Margaret came in later on in the episode and totally
pushed
derailed that.
Yeah.
What do you two think about that?
Yeah, too much. Sometimes, like, I can understand Jen Fessler's point in the sense that, you know, what's she going to say? Yeah, fuck you, right? Yeah, she could easily have said that and
it's
just gone against
fight,
her.
Yeah.
But it's not her fight. And it's like, you know, like she's not trying to stay neutral, but like she just wasn't going to get into it like
exactly.
that, right? She did say her piece that she didn't like it, you know.
Well, she cleared the air with Teresa.
And she cleared the air about when it
because
meant.
Because Teresa was saying something different.
When he was younger
different.
Or now.
Yeah.
Teresa's trying to save her ass because Teresa meant it now probably.
Teresa didn't,
real.
She didn't specify, but
she didn't
just,
specify.
You know what? She
but
just
she
threw
just
it
wanted
out there.
To throw it out and bring it
yes,
up.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
You
and,
are
oh,
a
sorry,
drug
no,
dealer.
I didn't mean it. Yeah. Like now, it's, you know, like I meant in the past, right?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
But,
even the way she said it.
You know
it.
What I mean? So she's trying to back it up. But having said that, like, I mean, good on Jen Fessler for. Standing her ground and not being swayed or worried to fall in line with what she's being told. Again, yeah, Marge was the instigator in that because they had kind of, you know, like would have let it kind of go in the sense, like, no, it was hurting Rachel and whatnot, but she had kind of had the conversation with her, and but then Marge bringing it up is just kind of like regurgitated everything for her, right? So, you know, like, I mean,
I just think it should have been a conversation between Jen and
Rachel,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
I don't like that, because I understand Rachel, you know, how it's hurting her, whatever. I don't like that she immediately brought Danielle into it.
Well, because she was crying. Yeah. Danielle came in.
Yeah.
Rachel was holding it together because she was hosting and everything and probably would deal with it later on. Then everything blew up at the party. There's people around, all this kind of stuff. She goes to get some space. She's trying to go to the bathroom to cry, really. Runs into Danielle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Danielle's like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, no, I
so,
get it.
So, I mean, at that point, I don't think she was actively seeking out Danielle.
No.
I think that it just happened and she was so emotional that
I get
she
it.
Got brought in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was intentional.
Right. Fair.
Yeah, fair.
And then, you know, I think, you know, Rachel was doing the best she could, holding it together because she's hosting. And then Jen leaves the party to go home. She was supposed to sleep there.
Yeah.
What's she going to do? Go pick up her stuff from Rachel's house weird. While no one's there and
then that makes it even more
leave?
Awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good so situation to be in.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on the next episode.
You know what? The other thing at that party was the thing that I was waiting for was round two of John Fuda and
Paul
and Polly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah.
And it was like a big nothing.
Yeah.
Like it was like a big nothing burger, you know, like that's what happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And I thought that was really weird, but I guess that's how guys, but that's how
I think
guys,
that's how guys are.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? The fight is between John and Louis.
Yeah.
Not between, you know, Polly. So I think Polly just doesn't care. He tried to say his piece one time. Dolores took him away and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought they were going to get into it. And that's kind of what they were
looking to. I thought they were going to do that last week and it didn't happen.
And then nothing.
It's like,
didn't
what
happen.
The fuck?
I don't think they care.
Where's the fight?
Yeah. And then that was it. And then we're done. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Good on them. Good on them. Good for not fighting. But yeah. It's like these fucking women. Like, what the hell is wrong with us women? Like,
yeah.
That's the problem.
Can't let things go.
No.
Nope.
But.
Again, this episode was just like I agree. It was kind of a slow one.
Yeah.
And
nothing really, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, I do have another point. Frank and Dolores, what a nice, like, co-parenting relationship they have.
Yeah.
That he came over and asked for her permission to take the next step with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And the camera kept panning over to Polly. You notice that?
That was funny.
Yeah, because they're thinking, because, you know, last season and the fact that he thought that they were too involved with each other.
Uh-huh.
But he seemed okay with it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like maybe a little bit edgy, but a little bit on edge. But as far as that goes, he was okay with that. And I thought that was good.
Yeah.
And it's
good.
What? He's moving on.
I think as like a boyfriend coming into that dynamic would be so uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get this girlfriend, she's got like a great, really, really close relationship with her ex.
Yeah.
How do you navigate that? How do you know if this is okay? Where are the boundaries?
Yeah.
Well, so. It's not even that they're close, but everything's entwined. Like the kids,
everything.
Like their whole
lives. They come
lives.
And go from their houses, like, you know, I'm going to come by, I'm going to be in it. No, it's just, I'm here. That's it, right? They've lived, you know, like, most of their lives, even separated, they've always
been together.
Still been together,
really?
Right?
It's been a family, for sure, it's been a family.
And the family loves him, everybody, like her, you know, like, I mean, there's, you know, and they know it was his fault, but they still, like, you know, because he's still been a good dad,
father.
A good, you know, ex, and good son-in-law, you know what I mean? So, all around, right? Yeah.
And he cries, too, all the time.
He does. He makes me laugh. He makes me laugh.
You think a big, burly guy like that, you know?
Right?
You wouldn't expect that. But yeah, he's a crier. He's a total crier.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely a good guy. And anything else?
That was the last thing right before the golden question. What do you two have?
I think that's it for me as far as this episode. Like I said, it was
it's just very slow. Yeah. That's two in a row.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're setting the stage for some big blowouts.
Yeah, because I think this is going
to
be
to get that
new
dynamic
shit coming forward.
But
yeah.
You know, like the one interesting point was, or the point of to note was that really Jen, Aiden, and Teresa, they're really quite non-existent in these couple last episodes. So like there's not a lot going on there. So I'm sure.
I know.
Fireworks are on their way, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, they're being, you know, kind of discluded from the group right now, I think, because, like I said, I think there's just this new dynamic in the whole group. They're not all cohesive anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're just so many bridges have been burned that now we got to somehow integrate them back into the group. And then, let's see, I think Danielle is going to be that bridge because she's friends with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do something to get them back in, and then we'll have fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Can't wait.
Me too.
I thought they were hinting at Jennifer jumping ship from Teresa.
Oh, how so?
I don't know. I think something's brewing.
You think so?
Yeah.
We'll see. Not so nice.
Where did you get that impression?
Haven't you guys been seeing shit online?
I haven't, but yeah, well, I'm not really sure.
All right, so today's golden question, and I want to know everyone's opinion on this. So earlier in the episode, Joe Gorga called Bill and, you know, essentially offered out an olive branch. Mm-hmm. He was saying, you know, he was sitting at the poolside with everyone and he was saying, no, I like Bill. I'd love Bill to come to his birthday party, right? So, you know, I thought it was a really kind gesture, right? He calls him up. He says something funny. What was he calling him?
Tony the Turk,
right? He was being nice, you know, and trying to make light of it and trying to, because they're buddies. And, you know, I thought he was being really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Offers out an olive branch. Hey, listen, I'm having a party tonight. It's my birthday. Mm-hmm. I'd love for you to come. Bill says, no, you know, my wife and your wife are having a feud, da 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 da. So we're a pair. We're not going.
Yeah.
What would you two do in this situation? So either if, you know, you're in Jennifer's shoes and your partner gets invited somewhere where you don't feel comfortable, or you're in Bill's shoes where you get invited somewhere but your partner isn't comfortable going there. What would either of you two do in that situation?
You go first.
You want me to go first? What I would do is, if that was my husband and he got a call from Bill, I'd say, go ahead, go and have a good time, have at her, and that's it. And he would go. We're not joined at the hip.
Yeah.
We're not. And the other thing is he's given you an invitation. Like, that's something that you don't take lightly. So go fuck, have fun. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Like, who really cares? If we've got shit or we've got stuff that we gotta figure out, we'll figure that out on our own at a later time. But go and enjoy the party. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's it. How about you?
I
agree with that. I don't... Okay, now, different situations. And that's a guy thing, and it's completely different because it's the guy to the guy. It's not to his wife because the feud is between, you know.
But also keep in mind, it's not a party for Melissa. It's a party for Joe,
for
right?
Joe. Yeah, exactly. So I agree 100% with Spice that if I were the wife, I think that would be the bigger thing to do. Yeah, you go keep it, you know, your friendship is separate from my friendship. Because sometimes in life, personally, like I've dealt with different scenarios, it's not all about, well, you know, we're a package. We're a couple. It's either the couple or not, or our kids together and us together or not. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's got to be separated where, okay, it doesn't work with the wives, but that friendship, the male is still their own thing. It's their own, they're independent people that he shouldn't have to live his life.
It's a party
under
for fuck's
sake. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not a business meeting.
Exactly.
That's all it is. It's just a party. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So
go enjoy.
I agree. Like it's a nice gesture and he should have just said, I'll just come on my own or just surprise them and shown up on his own.
Then, you know, I have one thing to add though.
Yeah.
One thing to add is if in real life, if this did happen and I did send my husband, as soon as he came home, I'd say, okay, give me the dirt. What happened?
Totally, right?
Yeah, Yeah, did someone say anything about me? Did that fucking bitch say something about me because I'm going to rip her head off or whatever, right? But like, you know, I would definitely do that. Like, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But my opinion, an olive branch, like if you're, depending again the scenario, because, you know, sometimes people will say, I'm offering you an olive branch. No, fuck off. Because an olive branch, you want to offer a fucking olive branch. And this is on a side note that I'm just going off on, right? You contact me one-on-one, not to a fucking party where it's not a communicating time about that subject and about what happened, right? So for me, an olive branch is a one-on-one conversation. If you're extending an olive branch, it's you're trying to resolve something.
Yep.
So it's done separate. It's not done in a party sense or come to the party. That's not the olive because that's not a time to discuss it. So,
but I think that Joe is under the impression that him and Bill don't have any
issues.
They're okay.
Yes.
That's why he kind of was trying to extend the olive branch to the couple.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Let's get everyone involved. Let's not make anyone feel left out.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's kind of how I saw the olive branch.
Absolutely, because you 100%. Know what? What would have happened if they weren't invited?
Yeah.
If they weren't invited, or they would say, you know what?
Look, they didn't even try to invite us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I agree. Yeah. So
I agree with both of you. If that was like...
Yeah, it depends the situation.
Shoes,
yeah, but like,
I feel
he
like
was completely separate.
No problem. Yeah. Like, go to it. And then same thing. Then you kind of get to find out. If I don't feel comfortable going, okay, the partner can go. And then I get all the dirt afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest part about it, you know, Bill was like, oh, you know, we're a team, da-da-da-da-da. The day of the party, Jennifer takes the kid out to the fair. Bill's nowhere to be seen.
That's right.
Yeah. She goes with the kid. Bill isn't even there. How are you a couple?
Yeah.
He could have just gone to the party in that case.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
What a waste.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Good point.
It's not like they were doing anything
together. It's not like they actually had
some quality
time.
They're not that much of a
team
after all.
Really, yes.
Yeah. I agree 100% on
good
that.
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
I like that
golden
one.
Question.
I like
that
golden question.
I like the discussion question. Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else to say?
No, because I thought it was kind of slow again.
Slow.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I just want to.
Slow. I want the dirt to fly.
You know, I just want to like, be,
shit to go
be thinking, like, holy fuck, what was that? Did you see that? But some nice outfits again.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Pretty good decorations for that party. I thought it was a fun
the
little
cake.
Theme.
Yep.
Yeah, the cake and the, like, all the bread chow. And
minus the blow-up doll.
That minus the blow-up doll, but that was not, Melissa didn't plan that one. No.
Correct.
That was all Rachel and
John.
Can you imagine someone showing up to your party with that? Oh, my God.
They're funny.
But, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's it.
All right. Well, that was our reel on the reel.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
Signing off.
Ciao for now.